From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish police are stepping up their search for the gunman responsible for killing 39 people and wounding dozens more during a New Year celebration at a nightclub in Istanbul. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Monday for the latest attack in Turkey, a country where there is growing concern over terrorism. Dorian Jones has our story.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with a New Year's Eve nightclub attack as a manhunt continues for the attacker. A grainy image of the suspected gunman taken from security camera footage has been released. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State, which said in a statement on the internet that one of its, quote, soldiers targeted Turkey, which it said has sided with countries of the cross. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed, 17 others injured, and 2 huge suicide car bombs near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. This was the second time the group used the tactic of back-to-back suicide vehicles, with the first meant to provoke panic and the second meant to cause maximum casualties. Iraqi police and hospital officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 others injured Monday when a suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden pickup truck in a busy market area in Baghdad. Many of the dead are day laborers who were waiting for jobs. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it is similar to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.